All right, so golf payoff was executed yesterday out here.
Twas. I was really nervous. Craig and I were up here after the show rehearsing the song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And it was one of those things where the more we rehearsed, the more ridiculous I felt about it, and the more nervous I was to have to go out there.
The more you rehearsed, the worse it got.
Yeah. Knowing that you had to go out there in front of everyone,
How
there was
bad
a
were
l
you guys cracking each other up rehearsing it, though?
They weren't. They were taking this very seriously, surprisingly so.
We rehearsed this, Danny, I swear to God, 10 times to make sure we were in sync and got it right and everything.
Yes, they did. I thought we were just having fun here, no?
Well, we were having fun, but look,
No, we weren't. You guys took it too serious.
it's a bet. Look, the bottom line is it's a bet payoff, and I wanted it to be a payoff, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to half-ass it. I mean, we owed something to the listener. We owed something to Bob and George, and thence I didn't want to just be like walk up there and be like, "Wake me up before you go go," and be real quiet about it. You had to sell it, right?
Yeah, you guys just were way more serious about it than I thought you'd be. That's all I'm saying.
But serious paid off,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, serious is a relative term when it comes to doing something like this, because in the end, you can't be serious out there at all, which we weren't at all. We just wanted to get it right more than anything else. So the payoff was, and they played this morning, but we'll play it again for you, and they did not play the reaction from Terrell McClain. We will play you the reaction and the explanation and all that. The payoff was to go find a guy and sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go for 2 minutes. And it's so funny because when I went back and listened to the bit, we had it for exactly 2 minutes. One verse, the entire chorus, second verse, the entire the next chorus or verse or whatever,
You're doing
chorus,
great.
exactly 2 minutes.
All right,
So
now explain the specs here.
we had to find a guy that was 250 pounds and black. And we just had to act like it was a normal interview. And during the course of the normal interview, Craig was going to be to the side. And in the middle of the second question, we had all this down. In the middle of the second question, or in the second answer, he starts snapping his fingers and going, "The jitterbug." So,
All right, now in the end, this song was pretty much the choice over from the start, right?
yeah.
But there were a couple of other players that worked their way into the Derby at the end, but you always kept coming back to this one, right?
Yeah, or at least George did.
So
He
you're
always wanted to be this.
asking questions, right? And then Junior just starts going, "You do the jitterbug," and snapping his fingers, and you keep trying to talk, and
Well, the
then.
guy.
No, George was asking questions.
Oh,
No,
wasn't he?
I was. I asked the first couple, and then George was standing next to me. And I wanted George to try to keep him around by asking a few
Yeah,
more
George
questions.
took over the interview once the song started. Yeah.
But at the same time, I am.
You got to jump in and do the. You put the boom, boom, and
Yes.
the.
And
Right?
I am 1 inch away
Oh
from
my
this guy
God. Are you
screaming.
sweating?
Yes. And we're going at it, man. And so Terrell, it was funny because the practice ends, the horn sounds, Mino. And when the horn sounds, I walk over to Craig and George is by me and I go, "Look, I go, let's get this over with right now. No dilly-dallying. Let's cut it. Let's just go do it." And so I pointed to Terrell McClain. I go, "Him." And he goes, "Okay, let's go." So, here we go.
Oh
Here
my
is
God.
the song itself. You not heard this, Danny?
No,
All
I
right.
avoided it.
First off, what do you weigh?
About 299.
299 will work. All right. So now that you're almost a week into practice, do you feel that there's some semblance of continuity amongst the D-line right now, or is that still a work in progress?
That's still a work in progress. I mean, we come out here working every day. You know, it's a few mistakes, alignments that we got correct, but just coming out here every day, working, everybody, on the same page, just trying to get better. Just keep grinding. Just keep grinding. That's all we, emphasize in the meeting room, and strive for greatness.
Is any of the young guys sticking out right now?
Oh, yeah, Randy's doing a good job. And you got Russell coming out on the end. Jitterbug. What is that?
You do the jitterbug.
Okay.
Okay. I love Junes.
At this point.
And then, by the way, keep in mind, Junes is tone deaf.
Totally.
100%.
Yeah.
So you look over. He looks over at Craig. Who's and just starts laughing. He starts laughing. Yeah, dude, the jitterbug. What's going on here? And I know after the fourth jitterbug, I have to join in.
Jitterbug. What is that?
You do the jitterbug.
I'm not sure.
Is that supposed to like those?
I don't know what they're doing. What do you see your role with the team this year?
I mean, I'm doing whatever they want me to do. I won't play no tackle and under, and then they also got me a special team. So whatever I can do to help the team, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. Would you say you guys have probably more depth this year than you did last year?
Oh, absolutely. Especially good on the beginning of the training camp. You know, we had a lot of people hurt last year, but being that everybody's on, you know, 100%. Now they're ready to work. You know, we got good rotation, everybody fresh, and it's putting good work on film.
You think this division is better than people give it credit for?
I feel every division is tough. I mean, you got certain teams, you know, they credit it, you know, like the top of the season. But I feel like, you know, every team got a main goal coming into the season, trying to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, every team right now is just trying to grind and training camp.
It is amazing the parity in this league, though. I know there's not much that separates you from being 12-4 and say, I don't know, 8-8.
No, it's not. It's just everybody got to be on the same page, you know.
All right, so, yeah, at that point.
What a fight through, man.
Yeah, I know.
How is he doing that?
I don't know. He's looking at us, he's smiling, and he clearly knows that something is afoot here, right? I mean, he knows what's going
on. Okay, so what are the other media people doing?
All right, I can address that because I was standing sort of at a distance from
Please.
It, looking around to see what they were doing.
Yeah.
And everything within about a 15-yard radius around you guys had totally stopped down. I mean, Steven was standing a little bit behind him.
Yeah.
Maybe probably out of view for you. And he was talking to somebody, a couple people. He had stopped down.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the Leering press had stopped down. Some thought it was funny. Some thought it was the most just absurdly ridiculous and an insult to football and football fans everywhere.
Right.
Others started taking pictures of it, rolling video on it. I'm sure there's tons of it that exist out there today somewhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the most part, everybody got a kick out of it.
All right, I'm going to switch over.
A few other players walked by, and they slowed down and took a – I mean, they kept going, but they no doubt saw what was going on, and they took a look.
Okay, so that was George's recorder that we were playing that from. I'm going to switch over now to my recorder. All right, so the second verse, you'll really be able to hear the song and how loud we actually were singing to Terrell McClain. Again, we are 1 foot away.
And
what, Danny?
Man, after listening, like, Junes is so tone deaf, but he's committed to staying on his note, that you guys actually have an interesting Chinese harmony going on throughout the song.
All right.
Check it out.
I'm planning on going solo. Wake me up.
It is amazing the parody in this league. There's not much set separation from being
dancing tonight.
12-4 and say,
I want to hit that.
8-8.
Oh, God.
You take the gray skies out of my way.
Day by day.
You make the sun shine brighter than a Doris Day.
I don't know what these guys are doing.
My beats
I think they're trying to
be
the
same.
I appreciate your
You're my lady.
Comments,
I'm your fool.
What is it like to play for rock?
See, we had that part worked out, too.
I appreciate your football comments. Did you hear that?
Yes.
George.
You're my lady.
I'm your fool.
What is it like makes to play for rock? Makes me crazy when you act
kind of
so cruel. Come on,
out.
Baby. Let's not fight. We'll go dancing. Everything will be all right. Wake me up before you go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go. Don't want to miss when you hit that
This is so uncomfortable.
Wake me up before you go. I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go. Take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that.
the group in the 80s that did that song, as a matter of fact.
They tried to throw
me out. All right,
oh my
right
God. When... All right, oh, so I'm God. Watching the video now of Bob's Periscope, and I love the dancing that's going on with you and June's.
I know. We had a little choreography going.
Yeah, there's dancing. Real dancing.
Yes. And so right then, when I hit the high note and start laughing,
mm-hmm.
he holds his hand out to give me, like, the big, you know, black guy pull-in hug and all that.
Right.
Because he's laughing so hard at this point. George asked him if he knew who Wham was.
Thank you.
That was awesome. We lost – okay, look.
Appreciate it.
We lost a bet. We played golf against this jerk here and another guy that's roaming around here. So he and I, we lost, and the bet was – that the loser had to approach a player and had to be a 250-pound plus man. And
I left out the fact that we were going after a black guy.
I can tell.
250-pound plus man.
He's black.
And we had to – these guys picked a song that we had to sing for 2 minutes in front of you.
Well, that's why you asked who my weight was.
So, yeah, that was it.
Get a picture with him real quick.
Yeah.
So then we turn around and snap the photo,
mm-hmm.
and that's when Stephen Jones, as we're getting ready to snap the photo, Stephen walks around, points at me, and goes, yeah!
Yeah.
So then McLean's walking off, and of course I dropped my phone, but McLean's walking off, and he goes, what was that song? I go, it was Wham. He goes, what was it called? I go, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and he goes, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I go, yeah, that's what it was, man. He goes, that was awesome.
Really?
But his whole thing was, as he said after, he goes, I was not going to break. He goes, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if this was some sort of punked thing. He goes, all I knew was I was not going to crack. And so whatever that guy was asking me question-wise, I was going to plow through it.
That's amazing.
That was his mission.
He didn't either.
Because he didn't know what was going on. And I wonder if George wouldn't have been asking him questions through it if he would have still stuck around, if no one was saying a word to him. But we just wanted George there to keep the guy around, period, whoever it would have been.
Yeah.
But I think we got the right guy because...
Oh, my God. That was the weirdest thing I've ever witnessed or heard.
Yeah.
So weird. I can't imagine what he was thinking at the time.
Now, I had a couple of media guys go up and said, how much were you paid for that? And I'm like, nothing. I lost a bet. Kalishaw told me, he goes, dude, I wouldn't have done that for $500,000. It was humiliating. But you know what? Once you got into it, as you could see, Danny.
I thought you guys did a great job.
Yeah, you didn't seem to have too much trouble with it once you got it going.
Yeah, you just had to get the thing started.
Yes.
Get the ball rolling a little bit.
What's a jitterbug? So great. I can't believe that didn't make national media.
Hell, it may have.
It may have somewhere.
It may have. I don't know. But there you go. And yes, I was sweating my ass off. I was so nervous.
Good stuff, Corby.
Very good, Corby.
Oh, thank you, Gilbrand.
The late, the great Gilbrand.
I really appreciate Branded. That.
It's Gilbranded.
Thank you, Gilbrand.
Very good, Corby.
Sounds like he's chewing on a cigar.
That made me very uncomfortable that he knew who I was.
Why? That's a good thing.
He knows everybody, man.
Very good, Corby.
I don't know.
No. He knows everybody.
I don't know. That's Gilbrand.
The late,
That's
like, the great Gilbrand.
It's like Tech Schramm walking up to me and calling me by name. I'm not comfortable with that at all.
Gilbrand knows everybody, and he knows names.
Gotta go.
And he doesn't forget them.